It's Morning Edition on 91.9 FM WUOT. I'm Victor Agretta. Knoxville voters have 5 seats to fill on the City Council. Early voting begins this month, and Election Day is November 7. This week, WUOT presents conversations with each of the candidates in the race. Today we hear from Harry Tindall, a candidate from District 4, which includes North Knoxville and portions of East Knox.
It's kind of like a relay race. You know, you pass the baton to the next council. And I think it might be helpful with all that Knoxville, all the momentum we have, to actually build upon that and get someone who has been in government before, has some experience, knows the players. You know, so many of the problems we have are dependent upon, you know, what the state does, working with the county, even the federal government. And I've done that for a long time, and I think it could be helpful with this new council.
And what can City Council do to promote a diverse economy?
Well, that's the number one thing the city should do. You know, the city does 2 things. One, briefly, is just, you know, the fire, the police, the cleaning, the leaves and the brush and the traffic control and things like that. The parks, you know, they're doing an excellent job for the most part on those things. The other thing that the council does is they set priorities. They invest infrastructure, tax incentives, things to get the economy moving. You know, Knoxville's not just important to Knoxville itself, you know, but it's a economic engine for the region and the state. You know, the 4 big cities in Sevier County are an awful lot of the tax base for the state of Tennessee. Same for Knox County. You know, the schools are funded largely by the economic activity that comes out of the city of Knoxville. And so we're all in this together, and what the city does to pick priorities for the next phase of growth is going to take us to where we need to be in terms of growth, prosperity, jobs, opportunity in the future.
And you mentioned improved roads and infrastructure. What is your plan to improve on those?
I've never met a part of town that didn't want more roads or infrastructure. You know, they want to do it right. You know, you don't want it to encroach upon, you know, on a bucolic green neighborhood. But at the same time, you know, we've got to move around. We've got to, you know, get things done. Knoxville's moving pretty good right now. But in our district, you know, the 4th district, you know, going out Broadway, you know, is a tough endeavor. You know, the exits on I-75 at Merchants, Callahan, back up. Let's go east, and goodness gracious, you know, Millertown, Washington Pike, Tazewell Pike. You know, there's so many people traveling through those parts of the city. It's like a funnel, and they're going out to the county and even counties beyond. And we've got to work with the county, with the state on those road projects, as I said earlier.
And on taxes, how do you plan to balance improvements over keeping taxes low?
Well, there's 2 or 3 things I would say. One is, you know, government just needs to be efficient in this day and age. You know, the taxpayers expect that. You know, the city council raised the taxes about 4 years ago, about 15%. I don't think that that's in the cards for the future. In fact, I say emphatically in my campaign that I'm not going to raise property taxes. I think if we do this growth thing right, we are efficient with the taxpayers' money. We can fund the priorities that we have in front of us that we've discussed and not have to raise the property taxes. Now, the city has other taxes we depend on, you know, the sales tax, the state shared taxes from the state, road taxes. There's a lot of other sources of revenue. Those are growing more robustly than our property taxes. But I have to say this, you know, the slowest part of our tax base is our residential property growth. What we need to do is, you know, if we're landlocked within Knox County, within, you know, the city of Knoxville is, and what we need to do is we need to come up with ways to repurpose, revitalize, redevelop the areas that we have. There's so many underutilized industrial and brownfield sites, even you know, other areas like that along our main corridors. And we can put some what I call smart growth in, where we are actually developing the residential part of our tax base. That's not only important because it gives people places to live. We can fold in affordable housing to opportunities like that. And it also helps us to grow our tax base so that we can keep up with these service needs.
Well, Harry Tindall, District 4, thank you very much.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.